This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls listening, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, just a quick heads up, if you want to jump online at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. If you are on live chat right now, feel free to leave comments. We'll do our best to reach out in response. That's on live chat. By the way, thank you, Michael Roach. Before It's News, thank you very much for your trust and your broadcast as well. Now, again, if you want to call in at 1-866-582-9933, you can at any time. And for those listening for the very first time, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, period. Last week, someone was talking about the East Coast, and then Washington, D.C. came up. And I had brought up that one of my favorite things to do is to go to Arlington Cemetery. That may sound bizarre to some people, but the fact of the matter is, Scripture tells us, Paul, who wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, said that he keeps Christ crucified before his eyes. He keeps his eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of his faith. And so it is with us. When we go to Arlington Cemetery, I keep in front of my face the price that was paid for the freedoms that I have in the natural. And the reason I bring that up, friends, is because when you read 1 Corinthians 2:14, it says, "The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." The Holy Ghost teaches us things that are spiritual. And if you keep in mind, in Matthew 13, in verse 10, it says, "And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables?" Okay, because this is where I'm going today. "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom, but to them it is not given." So for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, you're going to love this show, because I am teaching in the natural what I'm teaching you in the spiritual. The way Jesus taught continuously, and he spoke unto them not without a parable. He always taught in parables. As a matter of fact, I got a friend that everything he talks about is always given in parables. And it's the anointing that he has in his life. And it's very effective, because he paints pictures constantly in the minds of the people that are listening to them, not to him. And it's very simple to understand. And also keep in mind, friends, that the child is the model of heaven, okay? Not the intellects, okay? The wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. Not the intellects. As a matter of fact, if you go to 1 Corinthians 9:22, you see that God chose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. So, again, saying that line upon line, precept upon precept, and yes, by the way, I understand exactly what I'm saying right now, line upon line, precept upon precept. Jesus always spoke unto you in parables, unto his disciples, as in parables, so they could understand the analogies and parables that he was giving. Okay, metaphors. With that said, we're going to get over to that in just a couple minutes, where reverence meets perfection. I love the topic, and we will be talking about that again in a couple minutes. We'll go up to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and I want to tell you some of the things that go on there that you may not have known, and how particular those tombs, guards, friends, are in representing the dead. How much more should the church be concerned about perfection concerning the living? Because the Bible says that Christ is alive forevermore. He sits at the right hand of our Heavenly Father. As a matter of fact, to Christians, we are seated in Christ in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and everything is under His feet. So with that said, we're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. Before we do, I want to go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I want to highlight some of the things that are going on in your country. Again, because the CIA-controlled media means through omission to withhold the information that you need to make concerning what's going on in your country. Alabama State Representative, I don't know if you've seen this, but I just listened to this. This is one sick cookie. And, folks, it's the same thing that we've seen with just Peter Buttigieg and on Time Magazine, showing him and another man, his husband, and talking about the first family being gay. Folks, they're Europeanizing America, just so you understand that. And the way that they Europeanize, and you don't want to put yourself in that position, America, because it becomes a totalitarian, arbitrary sort of government, authoritarian, whatever you call it, government by force, okay? But what they have to do is they have to continuously lower the standard concerning what you will accept as representatives, okay? I just said Peter Buttigieg, judge, whatever his last name is, and how they put him on Time Magazine. They're wanting to demoralize you because they want to Europeanize you. Because if I can, again, demoralize you, I can control you. But going over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, friends, we have an Alabama State Representative who spoke the truth in his confusion. He blurted it out. He said, kill them now or kill them later. Listen to what he said. This is what you accept, America. Kill them now or kill them later. It's exactly what they are doing. He just spoke it out. And again, he blurted the truth out in his confusion. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. This is a representative of the folks in Alabama. This is across the boards, by the way. All by design. When you go to 1 Kings 13:33, the Bible says, and after this thing, Jeroboam, the corrupt king, returned not from his evil way, but made again of the lowest of the people, and put them in the highest of the places, okay? He chose the lowest of the people and put them in the highest of the places. And he was talking about the priest of the day, but you better rest assured, friends, he meant the politicians as well. Whosoever he would, Jeroboam, consecrated unto himself, and he became one of the priests of the high places. Folks, that's as applicable unto politics as it is of the church. It first starts in the church, and then it goes on from there. Okay? And this is what's happening in this country. Read 1 Kings 13:33, and you will understand what's going on in the United States of America. If you accept these sort of people to be said representatives that say, kill them now or kill them later concerning the children of our country, and you submit to this, friends, I can't help but people like you. You deserve what you've got coming. But he said it, okay? That's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Moving forward, 27 years ago, cops fled in fear of the L.A. riots, and it forced Americans to use their own guns in defense. Notice those Americans that were using guns in defense. Notice that their properties were left alone. Notice who became the prey, those that were disarmed. I'm going to come right back to this on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Before I do, we're going to take a quick break. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to continuously give you more information during this segment as to what's going on in your country. Before I do, I'm just going off of live feed responses on Top Chat, and one individual just said, "We are at war." There's no question that we are at war, America. The revolution started a long time ago. People still haven't figured that out yet. With that said, the Chinese have a word called crisis. One means, well, guess what, friends? Being fearful. And the other means opportunity. Okay, so we're either going to look at it one of two ways. We're going to look at it as an opportunity to prove the God of Israel, because it's not for us to know and talk of the past concerning our forefathers and what the Lord did on their behalf, because we know the history of the Lord is that he's willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. So we have to look at what's going on here as an opportunity and stand up and prove the God of Israel. As a matter of fact, friends, the Lord said, "Prove me now in this." He said, "Ask of me." He said, "Call unto me." And he said, "I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not." This isn't a time to shrink back. This isn't a time to capitulate. This is the time to stand up and prove the living God, friends, for our generation on the behalf of our posterity, so that they might know, okay, the covenants and the testimonies of the Most High God through their parents and through themselves. So again, crisis has two meanings. One is being afraid, being scared, okay? And the other one means opportunity. And we need to look at as to what's going on in the United States of America as an opportunity right now, and where we can, by faith, in a sense, laugh at the works of the enemy, knowing that God is all the while undermining them for the good of the church. You know, it was Charles Spurgeon that said this, friends, and I'm on a little bunny trail here. It was Charles Spurgeon that rightly said, if the church was going to be destroyed, it would have been destroyed a long time ago. The Bible says that the seed of the righteous is forever, that his word endureth forever. Okay? He's faithful to all generations. That includes ours. Okay? And the Bible also says that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. If your perspective of God has changed, he's not the one that's changed. You better get a new perspective of who he is, because he is the God of the living and not the God of the dead. Amen? Man, if I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are. We're bringing it down. Amen. We're having some church over up in here, right? Okay. Yeah, stand bold. That's right. Stay strong in his strength. And keep in mind with that, understanding grace, 2 Corinthians 12, where I'm weakest, he's strongest. And the Bible says that through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven, folks. It's not like we just get on a boat and go with the flow. Nope, we're going upstream, not downstream. Okay, for the sake of time, let's get back over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. I was just highlighting the fact that 27 years ago, friends, cops fled in fear from L.A. riots. But Americans that were armed, they used their own guns in defense. Guess what? Their properties were left alone. Folks, common sense comes into play here. Just watching a video the other day. Do you remember this Christina Grimmie? This girl that was a rising star. She was a singer. She was a Christian girl. And she did a concert in Florida in a mall. And right when she was done, she went out and she was signing autographs. And some lunatic that had in his mind that no one else could have her, he walks up to her with a Glock and shoots her 4 times. Kills her right on the spot. And then he turns and kills himself. He said they were the perfect couple together. Right? On the front door of that little mall, it said, no guns allowed inside. And the media reported it like, listen, he wasn't supposed to have a gun in here in the first place, but he did it anyways. Well, that's exactly right. It proves the point that criminals don't ask for permission to break the law, right? So they undid themselves once again. Just imagine if someone would have been inside of their friends armed, right? He could have took him out before he took Christina Grimmie out. I mean, it's a sad scenario, friends, but this kind of stuff is going on all day. And again, common sense comes into place, and I'm talking about how they're trying to criminalize guns, friends. I've never seen a gun incarcerated, have you? Probably not. Right? How can the act be apart from the actor? The guy or the woman pulling the trigger committing the crime, if that's the case, right? Or in self-defense, it's the person pulling the trigger that's responsible for either the crime or committing the act of self-defense and preservation of their life in dealing with the criminal. Well, that's why we have it in the first place. That's the purpose of the Second Amendment, friends. But again, we have here 27 years ago, the cops fled in fear of the LA riots. But Americans defending their businesses, they were armed to the hilt. And guess what? They were unscathed. Their businesses were left alone. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we have over 500 sites that the Southern Poverty Law Center, they're going belly up right now, friends, by the way. Morris Dees was just busted for allegations concerning sexual assault, and the list goes on there. We know that they're a communist organization. We know that their purpose is to destroy groups that are exposing their crimes. And keep in mind, in John 15, Jesus was crucified for doing the very things. As a matter of fact, it said that he took the cloak of covering from off of their sin. That's why they hated them. That's why they hated the Christ. I'm sorry. That's why they hated the Christ. Because he exposed them for who they were. Well, we have over 500 sites that the SPL, Pointner, and Dying Media dinosaur propaganda outlets don't want you to see. Folks, all these fake news outlets, all these websites that are asking for accreditation to basically be accepted and get a little seal on your site saying that you're approved and they have credible content on their website, so on and so forth. Friends, these are the ones that are attacking people that are telling you the truth. And I know that most of you listening to me right now totally understand how this is being played out. But for those that didn't, go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Over 500 sites that the SPLC, Poynter and Dying Media, Dinosaur Propaganda, outlets don't want you to see. Okay, they don't want you to see it. Check that out. Also wanted to let you know that top U.S. officials discuss military options in Venezuela. Russia warns America of grave consequences if we invade. Folks, one of the things, you know, and I've said this about so many different things, and it's the faithfulness of the Holy Ghost. But I can literally go back from the very beginning of this radio program, 17, 18 years ago now. And when I look at the stuff that the Lord has continuously forewarned us by the living Holy Ghost, who has not changed, the gifts are still applicable today to those that are found in Christ, not outside of Christ, the Spirit, not the flesh. It's interesting to note, when I look back, I can't see where we have been led astray in any sense of the word, because we have held strong to Jesus Christ. We have held strong to His Word and to the Constitution. And because of that, He shows us what's coming down the line, right? Prophetically. Well, going to the present from the very inception of this ministry, I can't turn around and say we've been wrong about any of the information that we've ever given you, friends. And I'm talking about the things that are in front of us, because we hold fast to the Word of God. And with that said, when I see what's going on here today, friends, this is why people are so confused, is because they don't have their minds fixed on the author and the finisher of their faith, in any sense of the word. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, one of the things that we have continuously warned America about since the very beginning, mark my words, you can mark my words, Russia and China, soon enough, are going to attack without, because the communists, which would be both China and Russia, have within gotten a hold of the networks, friends. We have enough Judases in America that have sold us down the river, that they're creating domestic insurrection within as they're poisoning themselves to attack from without. Mark my words, China and Russia soon enough will attack America. You can mark my words. They're just slowly pulling down all of your defenses. And how, again, do they do that? Through using these useful idiots. Read 1 Kings 13:33, by appointing the lower sort to continuously lower the standard and continuously demoralizing the people to weaken you so they can attack. Mark my words. I've said this 50 times, friends. Mark my words, China and Russia. Mark my words, China and Russia will attack this country. Mark my words, all you bad guys that think you have everything in scope and you know exactly how things are going to go down. You can mark my words, you are being undermined, and you can mark my words that China and Russia will hit this country soon enough. And when you look at what the American people have tolerated in this country, friends, how can you, being a child of God, if you profess to be a Christian, how can you be honest before God and man and say that America, if there's ever a country on the face of this planet that deserves judgment, how can you stand there and say it's not this one? Don't sit there and tell me about how we've done these good works and those good works. We're not saved by works, friends. We're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. And because of being saved by that faith, we establish the law, which we should be condemning the crimes, but we're not. We're standing back waiting for God to do what God has commanded us to do, right? And because the American people fail to do it, soon enough, friends, we're going to get a good crack, and it's going to come from the Chinese and from the Russians. Mark my words. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to come right back, friends. We're going to talk about where reverence meets perfection. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy was churning out jobs last month. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Labor Department says around 263,000 new jobs were added in April. That was well more than the analysts' estimates of 185 to 190,000. Meanwhile, the unemployment rate fell to 3.6%, and that's the lowest level since December of 1969.
A New York Times story is providing some insight into an FBI counterintelligence investigation of the 2016 Trump campaign. Vice President Mike Pence says transparency is key and we need to figure out what's going on here.
As the Attorney General said when he testified before Congress, there was spying. We need to understand why there
was.
Were you
spying?
Whether there was a sufficient predicate. Well, I think we need to find out.
Pence was speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm teaching in a fashion where, friends, we can all understand exactly what's being said here. So I'm going to teach you in the natural what I'm telling you in the spiritual, okay? Where reverence meets perfection. Arlington Cemetery. It's said of Arlington Cemetery where reverence and perfection meet. Now, when I went to the cemetery in Arlington, Virginia, again, we're always keeping our eyes fixed on the price paid for our freedoms in the natural, first starting in the spiritual. Okay, read Galatians 3:1 when you get a moment. Because Arlington is the place where men and women, in the hundreds of thousands, literally, who have made the ultimate sacrifice for you and me. And I want you to think about this concerning every transgression against the laws that they died magnifying, okay? Literally, they died. They laid themselves on the altar of sacrifice to give us the freedoms that we have today. So I want you to think about this throughout the duration of what I'm highlighting here, okay? Again, Arlington is the place where men and women in the hundreds of thousands who have made the ultimate sacrifice for you and me and have been laid to rest. Read John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Okay, so we live unto him who died for us. 2 Corinthians 5:15. Arlington is also a place of remembrance of the price paid for the freedoms for every American. It is, without a shadow of a doubt, the most honorable place to be buried and the most sobering. It truly is. It's the most hallowed ground. It's a pantheon of heroes, a pantheon of tragedies, a place of civil worship. It's a place of honor to those that paid the ultimate sacrifice with their lives and with their blood, which sealed the idea of the Republic. They ratified the Constitution of the United States of America, and they sealed it with their blood. Boy, if people would get this message, friends, we could change everything real quick. Our freedoms are blood bought, both in the natural and in the spiritual. Those that have had veterans that have fought, bled, and died like I have. Those that have veterans in their families, or you're a veteran like I have had from World War I to World War II to Korea to in Vietnam where my cousin was killed to friends in Afghanistan and Iraq. You're not going to let this thing just go by like it's no big deal. You need to understand someone sacrificed their all to give you that which you have today. And nobody has the right to trample underfoot the sacrifice that's been paid. Let me tell you something, as a matter of fact. I remember one time when we were at Arlington Cemetery, one of the several times we've been there. And I remember when we were walking up to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, I remember that there was a kid that was walking on the grass. That's all he was doing, is walking on the grass. But it was interesting, that's all he was doing was walking on the grass, but everybody, which there's probably about 150 in procession going to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, were very disturbed with the fact that that kid was walking on the grass. It was disrespectful. Friends, there were thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of headstones right in front of us. And nobody liked the fact that this kid was walking on the grass, even to diminish the honor in which belongs to those that gave their all to give us the freedoms in which we have today. Okay? One lady right in front of me just walked right next to him. Hey, let's get off the grass there, kid. Okay, nobody was angry with the kid. He just didn't know. But now he was taught. It's like when you're up at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and I'm going there right now. But it's interesting to note when you get up there, friends, if you talk and show respect or disrespect in the smallest jot or tittle, that tomb guard will stop and he will rebuke you in front of the hundreds of people that are walking, that are watching him walk back and forth in honor to the tomb of the dead. If you chew gum, friends, at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and someone hears you smacking, namely the guard, he will stop and he will rebuke you. Folks, you dare not do this in the church in America today if someone's in sin. Yet the Bible tells us you're to rebuke them before all, that others also may fear. Fear God, not the rebuke. But just think about how much honor is being paid to the dead. How much more the living, Christians? I was just talking about how it's a pantheon of heroes, a pantheon of tragedies, a place of civil worship, a place of honor to those that paid the ultimate price with their lives and with their blood, which sealed the idea of our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. Arlington is also a place that reminds us of those who are still defending the idea of our republic. Don't get mad at me for saying that I honor our military. Well, Bradley, they're in all these unconstitutional wars. I say this, that's your fault that they're fighting in unconstitutional wars because you allowed your representatives, namely Congress, to send them to those unconstitutional wars. Don't you dare blame our military for doing their job when you leave off your job. I honor our military. I honor the idea of them doing the right thing on the behalf of, first and foremost, God and mankind. And if you keep in mind, they swear a similar oath to that of what? Those that are to serve us in representative capacities, regardless of what it may be. Isn't it interesting how our military is sent out to foreign wars to fight those unconstitutional wars, many say? And isn't it interesting how they're being subjected to an enemy and they got their hand tied behind one back because the American people allow the president, this one and the last one, to go ahead and tie their hand behind their back. They're sent out in these Hy-Vees where the glass breaks on the windows because they're easily shot through. But isn't it interesting in America, friends, politicians drive down the street. They got bulletproof glass on their vehicles. How does that make sense? They got fences going higher and higher and higher and higher because you know as well as I do, they're not here serving we the people. And they're reminding the American people that they're not serving we the people when they continuously put up another fence and another fence and another fence. Protecting themselves from the people that they're supposed to be serving. Man, it's interesting what the American people will put up. They'll take your kids and they'll throw them over into some unconstitutional war to be shot at to no end and many killed without a cause. But over here in America, you allow them to pull up the bulletproof glass and to have arms security details, this, that, and the other thing, while they're trying to disarm you as they're disarming our military? Does not anybody see the message and hear the message that's being given? And what is it? You're here to serve us. We're not serving you. That's exactly what's happening. Hey, friends, I say this. If you want war to stop, listen to me carefully. And I'll say this in context. And I'll say this on a bunny trail like I am right now. You want to end wars? Then send the politicians. You want to end wars? Then send the military-industrial complex. That's how you end wars. They don't want to fight. They want to make money off the blood of your children. They want to make money off the blood of you. Politicians love their country so much that they're willing that someone else sacrifices for the freedoms that they have. And the American people let them do it. And the American people let them do it. You know, it's interesting. Now they're even taking some of our military guys that did their job over in Afghanistan and Iraq and making them political prisoners. And the American people, let them do it. Why do they do it? Because the American people let them do it. That's why. That's why. They'll always do whatever you let them get away with, and it's exactly what they're doing today. Going back to Arlington, looking upon the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. If you've ever been there before, you understand exactly what I'm doing right now. You understand exactly what I'm detailing right now. When you look upon the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, what do you see? You see this, friends. You see respect from the living for the dead. You see respect from the living for the dead. And why is there respect from the living for the dead? Because they see the dead gave themselves for the freedoms that they have now. Read Matthew 22, verse 32, in parallel. In guarding that tomb, the military honors the dead by teaching others to live for what they died for, 2 Corinthians 5:15. As a matter of fact, did you know that before these guards were privileged to guard the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier? They had to first pass a high-level, stringent test. They couldn't guard the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier unless they received a tomb badge. 2 Timothy 2:15, Romans 13:14 in parallel. Natural to the spiritual. To guard the Tomb of the Unknown, details are so minute. As a matter of fact, you had to burn off frayed edges with a lighter and 8-hour shoe shines elevates uniform preparations to a realm somewhere between art form and obsession. Why? Because they were representing the dead. They wanted absolute perfection, and they were willing to get it for the dead. How much more for the living, church? Mistakes on the uniforms are called gigs. These are the Tomb of the Unknown soldiers. Before they could guard the Tomb of the Unknown, they had to have that tomb badge. This is what it took to get there. You couldn't have a mistake on your uniform. And again, if you did, it was called a gig. As a matter of fact, any measurement that was off, any piece of lint that is on the uniform is a gig. And to be off 1/64th of an inch is a gig. Now look at you see in America, namely the church in parallel. Well, we're saved by grace. We're forgiven. We're not perfect. We're forgiven. Yet the Bible talks about being perfected constantly. And who perfects us? The Holy Ghost. If we're not perfect, then let grace come in and straighten us out. The law shows us how crooked we are. So what do we do like Spurgeon said? The Prince of Preachers, pray for more grace to keep his commandments better. We're talking about where reverence meets perfection. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about where reverence meets perfection. Where reverence meets perfection. We're just talking about the respect level shown at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And then in parallel, I was showing you the reprobate state of the professed church in America. You know, we have these guys that are literally living and perfecting themselves to be the guard of the Tomb of the Unknown so that they can receive the tomb badge so they can walk the 21 steps for back and forth, friends, left and right, honoring the dead. And then in parallel, friends, you have the church in America who hates the word perfection. Regardless, it doesn't matter. Those that are born of the Spirit seek perfection. They want to wake up in the image and likeness of their big brother, the captain of their salvation. His name is Jesus Christ. That's who they want to look like. They don't want to find themselves in their old flesh. They hate that. They throw that off. They put on the new man. We're new creatures in Christ Jesus. All things old have passed away. Behold, all things become new. They want that new. They want to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:18. But what is the church doing in America? The professed church. Which, again, it's a lack of Christianity. What are they doing? Oh, they got the little stickers on the back of their cars. And it says, you know, we're not perfect. We're just forgiven. You're pathetic is what you are. Let me say that again in case you didn't hear me. You're pathetic. You're a pathetic excuse. And you're looking for a crutch and using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Is Jesus Christ a minister of sin? Absolutely not. Then don't walk around acting like you're His when you're living in your sin. Okay? To he who hath the Son hath life. You don't have life. Let me say it this way. You're a loser. I remember when I first got into the church, friends, 20 years ago. And I was invited to go to a Christian club. I was appalled. Appalled. And hey, folks, when I walked in, it was like, okay, now I understand why the enemy's on the attack. Because by the looks of these people that I see, and not all of them, but a good portion of them, by the looks of what I see in front of me, no wonder why the enemy is so encouraged. They're pathetic. And that's the right word. You're pathetic. You're not born of the Spirit. You're born of the flesh. You want eternal life insurance is what you want. And I want to tell you something. Your preacher's been lying to you. And he ain't a preacher. He's a hireling. Read John 10 when you get a moment. Get back to the point here. Details are so minute concerning those that want to guard the tomb of the unknown soldier. That even if you have a frayed edge on your uniform, you had to take a lighter, friends, and burn it off. The uniforms need to be perfect. Their physical beings need to be perfect. Their haircuts need to be perfect. Their walk needs to be perfect. Their handling of their weapon needs to be perfect before they can actually guard the tomb of the unknown. And yet everybody just walks into the church today. Now, folks, you got sodomites now, and you walk down the street and ask the average guy going to New York City or into L.A. or into Minneapolis, St. Paul, and say, are you a Christian? Oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. You can go inside the bars and ask them, are you guys Christians? Oh, yeah. You can go into sodomite bars. Are you guys? Oh, yeah, we're all Christians. We're all going to heaven. This is how biblically illiterate people have become. They all think they're Christians. No, they're not. Jesus said, few will find it. He said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Just because you say you're one doesn't make you one. And as a matter of fact, it doesn't matter what you say. It matters what the Holy Ghost bears witness to. And He only bears witness to the truth, not your lie, not to your compromise, not to your reprobate state where you're sold out to sin. No. And you see this all day long. They're underachievers. They're succumbers. They've been conquered. Just everything opposite of what the Scripture teaches us. But you know what? We need to be reasonable people. No. We don't need to be reasonable people because reason is the enemy to faith. And there's your problem right there. There's your problem right there. Reason is faith's greatest enemy. Let me go on here, friends. Got 6 minutes left. Mistakes on the uniform are called gigs. Any measurement that is off, any piece that of lint that is on the uniform is a gig. To be off 1/64th of an inch is a gig. A button crooked is a gig. A metal not shiny is a gig. The guard must make sure before guarding the tomb of the unknown that everything he has is ready to go. And again, attention to details is incredible. It means everything to them. To be off 1/64th of an inch is too much. Read Philippians 1:10. Now, the reason for this level of perfection is that these soldiers represent, listen carefully, 315 million Americans. Now it's 325.7. They're declaring America's gratitude not only to those that have lost their lives and identities, but also to those who serve our country today. Hey, veterans, you're the reason that I do what I do today. Hey, veterans, you guys rock. Now it's my turn. I'm talking to the older folks. Now it's my turn. I'm doing my part, not with my lip service, just like you didn't, but with your actions. Showing the world your love by your faith and your faith with your works. Amen? And I don't do that to get saved. I do that because I am saved. One soldier said, I think we have the right to expect as close to perfection as possible. Remember the motto, where reverence and perfection meet. And when walking out into the public eye, it's a very solemn, intense thing to do. An intense thing to do, said another soldier. It's amazing to look at the tomb. It's amazing stuff these individuals died for. Our country, our freedom, our liberties. One guard said that the older veterans go up to the tomb of the unknown soldier and leave teary-eyed. They leave changed. Why? Because they know the price paid. They saw their brothers die, magnifying the laws of our Constitution against crime both here and abroad. Read Isaiah 42, verse 21. They saw the blood that was shed on foreign battlefields to what? Ratify the American Constitution. Without the shedding of blood is no remission of sins. Okay? Hebrews 9:22. One soldier said that getting prepared is rigid. Listen. He explained that you couldn't back up and do it all over again. Once you make your showing, it's done with. Read 2 Corinthians 13:5, where it says that we are to examine ourselves to see whether we be in the faith. I'm using a metaphor. I'm teaching in parables, natural to the spiritual. He said they have a right to do it the very first time. Before they appear before the people, they go through a laser-eyed inspection. Now, you know what you hear in the professed church in America today? Oh, who are you to judge me? Well, the Bible clearly tells me that you're not born of the Spirit. Well, why do you say that? Because the Bible says correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. Because when you read 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. By what? For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. And what is left off in the American church today? Reproofs of instructions, corrections, instructions in righteousness. I mean, folks, it's about as backwards as it gets today. Correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. 50 different aspects of their uniform are inspected before they can guard the tomb of the unknown soldier. Read 2 Timothy 2:19. After the guards do a little mirror time, Romans 3:20, they head out for the guarding of the tomb of the unknown. They remember that the public will be watching. 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow Christ. The guards are tested on their posture, their timing, and how they hold their weapons. Hebrews 4:12. The men see every aspect of guarding the tomb of the unknown as an offering, per se. John 15:13. Greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his brothers. Speaking in metaphors, speaking in parables, teaching in the natural, what I'm telling you in the spiritual. The tomb guard's product is military precision. They are part of the honor guard, which is the full labor of love these soldiers bring to the tomb. It's their present. It's their gift. And once they pass the ultimate test, they are entrusted with a task that they all see as a sacred honor, a duty that reflects the standard that the entire company seeks to meet. Okay? Arlington is where reverence and perfection meet. So should it be all the more to the church who represent the living. Revelations 1:8. For again, we serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the living and not the God of the dead. So how much higher should be that bar when it be raised in the church? How much higher should that bar be raised in the church? And yet we see the world and we see our military seeking out perfection, and yet we allow the church in America, which is a lack of Christianity, mark them words, a lack of Christianity, continuously lower the standard as they're influenced by the spirit of the world to only make excuses for their imperfection. Sounds like someone's got it backwards here, doesn't it? Yes, it does. And what we need to do is we need to set that right side up. You know, it was said by the reprobates concerning Jason's house that the apostles turned the world upside down. Yep, I understand their mindset, their reprobate state, their fallen state. But if you look at it through the eyes of the Holy Ghost, you ain't turning the world upside down. You're turning the world right side up by the Holy One and the power of the Holy One of Israel. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. See you 2 hours tomorrow, guys. Thank you.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.